Welcome to The Pond, where laughter and learning go together like morning and coffee.
My mom says I'm too young to have coffee.
Shh, let the narrator finish the open. We have a show to do.
Sorry.
Today, Tony the Frog is injured playing basketball.
My, my, that's some twist.
And has to learn to find something else to do.
Chess.
Later, the pond creatures decide to help out a local radio station.
I love non-com radio. Here's a quarter.
So they all decide to get jobs.
Guys, I'd love to stay and chat, but I have a job interview.
Some find it easier than others.
I'm sorry, Floyd. I really don't think this will work.
All this and more coming up on The Pond.
Let's go.
It was a perfect day.
The sun is shining. It's still a little cool out.
For Tony the Frog at the pond.
Yeah, baby. It's basketball season.
As you probably know by now, basketball is high on Tony's list of sports.
I have a vertical jump on top of my vertical jump. You can't compete with that. You know what I'm saying? My outside shot doesn't matter if I can jump over your head and slam it. Tony is in the house.
And so, with the start of every basketball season, Tony issued a challenge.
Let's get started, boys. Line up. I need victims.
I'm game,
said Floyd the Turtle, who's regularly Tony's first victim. The game didn't last long.
21. Okay, who's next?
Let's play to 22.
You really think you'll score 22 unanswered points?
You might have a point there. Let's play to 23.
How about you, Bill?
Okay, I'll try you.
It was Bill the Duck's turn to be humiliated by Tony.
Well, that's some introduction.
But as Tony dribbled up court, he did something he rarely does.
Oh.
He tripped.
Ow!
And twisted his ankle.
Let me see that,
said Dr. Holstein, who's actually a chicken.
My, my, that's some twist.
You after Bill, Doc? I'll be done with him in a matter of seconds.
There will be no after Bill.
After Methuselah?
You need to come in for x-rays.
X-rays? No, no, I'm fine. Look, I can walk just fine. You see? I think I need a rest. Just a little. Ow!
Come with me.
I'll carry him,
said Methuselah, the alligator.
If I'm going to twist an ankle, it should be on a slam dunk, don't you think? Not a little trip.
If we could choose our injuries, we'd choose not to have them.
Tony went in and had x-rays.
Hmm.
What, am I out for the afternoon? That would be terrible.
See this little line on the x-ray?
Yeah.
That is a fracture. You'll be out all season.
That's very funny. Just for that, I won't go easy on you when it's your turn to play.
It's no joke, Tony. I'm as serious as stale bread.
I broke a bone?
It happens. You'll just have to sit out this season.
I've waited all year.
Waited for what? I don't remember seeing you sit around doing nothing, waiting for a chance to dribble a ball and push it through a cylinder.
Look, this is the sport I'm best at. It's my one chance to separate myself from the mere mortals at the pond.
What in the world does that mean?
It means he's insecure.
It does not.
No need to get testy.
I'm plenty secure. And there's nothing wrong with a little positive reinforcement once in a while.
You'll get it, I'm sure. Next year.
Can't you give me a shot or something to fix it sooner?
You're being silly, Tony. You know these things take time to heal.
Tony left disappointed there was no quick solution.
I just can't believe I do this. Oh, what was I thinking to go down to the thing and break a bone? Why?
He hobbled back to the court and enjoyed watching a few games.
Oh, boy, the same old thing. Me sitting here on the bench, not exactly what I had in mind for this thing. And the guy's doing this thing wrong. You gotta dribble the ball and can hurt.
Well, a moral victory for me. That's closer than I ever got playing Tony.
21-5?
That's better than I thought.
Tony was feeling, well, a little helpless.
I do not like this. Basketball season is when everyone comes to me and says, man, you're good. I need that to carry me through the year. Is that so wrong?
Not realizing that, in fact, is not a good dependency. Tony tried to find something else to be the best at.
Let's see. It has to be something where you just sit down.
Cards.
More prestigious.
Checkers.
Bigger. Chess.
That's a rather complicated game, Tony. You don't just pick it up in a day.
That's what I like about it. Chess it is. Let's play.
And so, Methuselah and Tony played chess. Just a few moves in.
Checkmate.
Does that mean I lost?
I'm afraid so. I'm sorry. I shouldn't
have... Don't apologize for beating me, please. Let's play again.
And so they did.
And again.
And they did.
Again.
And they did.
Again.
And so on.
Again.
And so on it went.
One more time. Come on. I've got you figured out now.
You want me to play left-handed?
Is that a joke?
Yes, it is.
Very funny. Let's play.
But Tony was completely unable to overcome Methuselah's mastery of the game of chess.
What side of the brain is more creative and less logical?
The right side.
Perfect. Let's play again, and you can only use the right side of your brain.
And so, Methuselah tried as best he could to just use the right side of his brain.
That was a very creative move.
Checkmate.
Okay, something's wrong with this game. These players are marked.
Tony, you've only been playing one day.
I played the game before.
Not much. Not enough to expect to be good at it.
Where's Floyd?
Right here. Just got beat by Bill again.
Man, it's fun to win.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Floyd, let's play some chess.
Sure enough, Tony beat Floyd in chess.
Why is this not fulfilling?
Boy, you're good, Tony.
Bill, come on over.
Sure enough, Bill provided Tony with some fierce competition.
Checkmate.
How many times have you played this game?
I saw that movie about that great chess player once.
That's it?
I guess it's a natural game for me. I'm good at thinking ahead.
I'm supposed to be good at this.
Oh, my mistake. You want me to be bad?
Yes, now let's play.
And after an hour of poorly played chess...
I win. Even when I'm bad.
That wasn't bad enough.
Tony, you can't expect to be the best at everything you do. While it's important to try your best, you can't always...
No, this is a game of intelligence. I am very intelligent. I am. I shouldn't have to say that. You should just know by my ability to beat you in a mind game, like chess.
You've got me convinced.
Some creatures are just better at things than others. It doesn't make you better or worse overall.
Ah, I've heard that mumbo-jumbo before.
It's true, Tony, and you know it.
Maybe. I guess so. But I still want to be the best at something.
So Tony went home and worked on his chess game.
Let's see here. Chess for dummies. No, that's not me. Chess for smart guys. There we go. Chapter 1. How to win with style. Now we're talking.
Tony read and read and read.
If I can't win with my superior jumping ability, I'll win with my superior brain.
Tony took his newfound power to the pond.
All right, who's first? Bill?
You know what? I need to finish reading this article on how to cook a turkey. I just don't like the way mine have turned out in the past.
Come on, I start with you, work my way to Methuselah.
I really need to concentrate here.
Fine, read and play.
You won't have my undivided attention.
Don't need it.
Okay, you set them up.
And the two of them played another game of chess.
Your turn, my feathery friend.
There are conflicting theories on whether deep-fried is better than smoked.
Your turn.
There, I guess. Now, where was I? Oh, I need some apple wood.
Aha! Wait, that was a pretty clever move.
I'll fry one, smoke one... Have you had a fried turkey?
I can't think about that. I need to undo this lucky move of yours. Okay, I got it. There we go.
Vegetable oil or canola?
It's your move, Bill.
Huh? Oh, that. I think I took a piece.
My queen!
Sorry, it was in the way of where I was going.
As Bill read,
if smoking turkey used...
And Tony concentrated on the game.
If I go there, he gets me. If I go there, he gets me quicker.
The game eventually came to an end.
I have no move.
What do you mean?
You have me in checkmate.
Oh, sorry.
If you're going to beat me, try.
I guess I'm just naturally good at this, like you at basketball.
Basketball. Oh, how I miss that sport.
Tony realized it was going to take time to become good at chess, as it is with most things.
Ah, boy.
The next day, Tony arrived at the west end of the pond.
Hi, Tony.
Without his chessboard.
I'm done. I need to find something I'm naturally good at.
Why don't you find something you enjoy?
I enjoy things that make other creatures say, wow, he's good.
You like ego-boosting games.
I guess so.
Tony... It's not good to seek attention like that.
It's not?
Of course not. The Bible tells us it's best to not seek that kind of attention. but simply to be the best at what we do.
But this time of year, I get lots of special attention, you know?
I know, but if you really want to enjoy life, if you really want to have fun...
Yeah, yeah?
The best way is to work to please others.
Great answer.
You think so?
It's true.
And so Tony tried it.
Free popcorn, kids! Come and get it!
And Tony spent basketball season going to the games and treating the youngsters.
Oh my, what's this? A basketball. Someone must have forgotten to put it away. Oh well. Well, I suppose I should see what's so difficult about this silly game. Here we go. Nothing but net.
Hoop!
Oh dear, yes, that is quite deceiving. At least from my vantage point.
Download high-quality versions of your favorite episodes at lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. It was an unpleasant start to the day at the pond.
Huh?
Mumbled Tony the Frog.
I'm coming. I was asleep, sound asleep, dreaming of garlic. It was nice. Mountains of garlic, garlic clouds. It was raining fresh garlic salt. And then this. Do you know what time it is?
12:30,
said the ferret named Fife.
It's that late? Oh, that's right. I was just napping. Hard to tell when you just wake up. You know what I mean? How can I help you?
I'm raising funds for our local radio station. They keep the gospel on the air and they don't take commercials. And they're running low on funds.
That's a noble cause, big guy. I love non-com radio. Here's a quarter.
Thanks.
And off Fife went. Afterward, Tony felt bad for Fife and was impressed by his willingness to go door-to-door for a good cause. Even though he had trouble talking, Tony told the others about his encounter with Fife.
I talked to him, too,
said Methuselah, the alligator.
Gave him what I had in the cookie jar.
You gave him cookies?
Said Floyd, the turtle.
No, I have money in the cookie jar.
I don't have room for money in my cookie jar. Only cookies. Cookies.
I don't trust guys who come to my door,
interjected Bill, the duck.
Although he seemed like a nice little ferret, I took his information. I'm going to find out if his cause is for real.
He came to my door, too,
said Floyd.
Dropped off my mail and left.
Not the mailman, Floyd. This is a different guy.
Oh, yes, him, the other guy. Now I know who you're talking about. I volunteered to help him.
You did?
Yeah, he said he needed money to help the local radio station, and since he didn't have any, he went to find some. And I thought, hey, I should help him help them, but I don't have money either.
So, are you going door-to-door too?
No, I don't like that, and it takes me a long time to go door-to-door, being a turtle and all.
Well, going door-to-door, you also bother some people, and they don't like that much.
And sometimes you startle them.
I didn't want to do that either.
What are you going to do?
Get a job.
A real job?
Just temporarily. Earn a little money, donate it to the station. It's that simple.
Well, Floyd, that's highly commendable of you. Helping out your fellow creatures is very important.
Any luck so far?
Just started looking. Can I work for you?
You cook?
No.
It's the only thing I'll pay for.
And after Bill looked into the needs of the radio station and how they were helping their community, he made a decision.
I'm going to get a temp job, too. All proceeds go to the radio station. I mean, they bring the gospel to the airwaves. People driving in their cars and sitting in their homes are getting the message through radio. And some stations want to do this without the influence of commercials. I believe it's important we support them.
You know what, Bill? I think I'll join you.
Who am I going to play with?
Come on, Tony. Think of others. A lot of creatures are served by this radio station. What an opportunity to help a lot of folks.
I was really hoping to wait until I grow up, got a college degree, and accumulate tens of thousands of dollars in student loans before I got a real job.
Not a real job, just a temporary one. Semi-real. Then you can retire young until you graduate from college and are forced out into the workforce, where you'll think you deserve a lot more money than you really do.
You make it sound so exciting.
Guys, I'd love to stay and chat, but I have a job interview.
Go get 'em.
Floyd went to his job interview.
So, you want to be in the military?
Yes, sir, I do.
That's very admirable of you. You want to defend your country?
I most certainly do, sir.
4 years?
Just a couple weeks, actually.
A couple weeks?
Yes, sir. Or, sir, yes, sir. Or whatever silly way you like it said.
Well, you don't have to do that just yet.
Okay, but I want to join the military for a few weeks. Maybe just one if it's really hard. Less than that if the food is awful. Then collect a few checks, and boom, I'll be out of your hair.
Mr. Floyd, people don't just join the military for a few weeks.
Nobody? Ever? Are you telling me nobody's ever just been in for 2 weeks?
Well, some join, then get court-martialed after a few weeks. I suppose, technically...
Then court-martial me! Is that like being fired? Will I get severance pay?
It's more like going to jail.
Oh, I'm not up for that. The conditions are terrible in jail. You know, it's like they do that on purpose so creatures don't want to stay there long.
You think so?
Oh, yes. It's bad business if you ask me. Their customer service lines must ring off the hook.
The others decided to join Floyd in his endeavors. All of them searched for a job. Bill quickly found one.
Bill, good job adding these numbers.
Thank you. I like accounting. Clean, simple work. The numbers do what I tell them. Nobody bothers me. No guesswork.
I wish I had 30 more just like you.
Thank you.
Floyd went to his next interview.
You want to do what?
Be an astronaut, just for a couple weeks.
Well, little turtle, it takes years and years of training to be an astronaut.
That seems silly to train for years and years for a job I only need for a couple weeks.
It costs millions of dollars to train you to be an astronaut. That's a lot of money for a guy who will only work for 2 weeks.
How about 3 weeks? If the benefits are good, I'll stretch it.
No.
And if I go to the moon or something, it might take longer than 2 weeks, so I understand.
No.
And you only have to spend $1 million in training.
I don't think so.
But what if I get a flat tire on the moon? Would my cell phone work up there? Are there spaceship tow trucks? This is starting to worry me. Oh, well, it's only a couple weeks.
I'm sorry, Floyd. I really don't think this will work.
You don't even need to give me a whole spacesuit. I can probably fit in the helmet by itself.
It was nice meeting you, Floyd. Meanwhile...
All right, I got 2 medium cheeseburgers right here.
Looking good, Tony. Here at Romano's Burgers and Fries, we like lots of garlic salt.
Oh, I know. You've got no problem with me there.
Do your thing.
Make room. The garlic is about to fly.
That's what I like to hear.
I've got 2 medium rare cheeseburgers, heavy garlic, ready to go.
Great.
Here's one. Well done.
That would be for me.
I'm throwing it into the garbage so I can make one that tastes better.
What?
I like your spunk, Tony the Frog.
What will I tell my customer?
Tell them a real cheeseburger is coming. You want something well done? I'll make some French fries.
Frustrated with his luck at the pond area, Floyd went all the way to Hollywood, where he heard they were hiring.
Yes, we need sitcom writers. We always need sitcom writers. Well, unless we decide to fill the slate with meaningless reality shows. Oh, those are great years. A bunch of silly people who desperately want to be on television. We humiliate them and collect big paychecks. What kind of sitcom writing experience do you have, Floyd?
Well, I don't have any experience, although I like to laugh, and I don't know all my letters yet.
Oh, that's not of great importance. There are a few other critical requirements.
Oh?
You need to have a troubled background.
What kind of troubled background?
Parental struggles, you know, stuff that makes you bitter.
Well, my mom is great.
Look, even if she's great, you need to blame her for stuff.
That's terrible. You should never do such a thing. That's just wrong in so many ways.
You can't talk like that and expect to write for television.
Oh, well... Are there other requirements I might be able to fill?
Are you in therapy of some sort?
No.
Well, you're finished in this town. Almost all sitcom writers are in therapy.
I don't know if I like this very much. Thanks for your time.
Come back later when you're totally messed up. Then we'll talk. We'll do lunch.
I don't think so.
As Floyd returned to the pond area, Methuselah finally found a job.
You can only be with us for 2 weeks, are you sure?
I'm afraid so. I have a lot of volunteer work I do, plus some very important friends at the pond that I like to spend time with.
Well, we're normally hesitant to hire for just 2 weeks, but you are exceptional.
That's very kind of you.
You'll be CEO, overseeing our 900 stores worldwide, for 2 weeks.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, the board voted unanimously. It was an easy decision, considering your resume and the remarkable interview you gave.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your corner office. You'll notice you have your own private restroom, as well as a pool, a workout room, which seems silly for an alligator, and just about everything else you'll need. Go straight out the back door for your personal racquetball court. Beyond that, a putting green and a driving range.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Floyd finally found a job.
I'll do it.
Well, Floyd, you're perfect for the job.
Thank you.
Just stay here outside, and when the creatures request a portable table, you just go over there and be their table.
No problem.
Ah, there's a couple right now. Look at them standing there with trays and no place to put them.
I'm all over it.
Floyd, it turned out, was a very popular table.
Hey, kid, don't put gum on me. Thank you.
And the four creatures worked hard those 2 weeks. They then found Fife and surprised him with the money.
I'm touched. I can't believe you guys did that.
Here's $35.12.
Floyd, what a special turtle you are. Thank you.
Here's $45.16. Would have had a lot more, but those taxes.
Thank you, Tony. It's plenty.
Here's $167.99.
Bill, that's so kind.
Here's $87,457.16.
Yikes! Wow!
Methuselah, what did you do? Sell a town or something?
Oh, just ran a company. I really felt overpaid, but I'm glad the money is going to a good cause.
It sure is! The radio station will be overjoyed.
And that they were. But even more so, the creatures at the pond were blessed by their giving. They felt good, deep down inside, because they took the time to help a ministry spread the good news. You've been listening to The Pond, a children's program the entire family can enjoy. Too Cool for Something New and Job Hunt were written by Charlie Richards and voiced by Bob Holliday and Mike Mattioi. There are also 5 Pond DVDs with all your favorite characters brought to life in wonderful, colorful animation. Go to lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. Be sure to tune in next week for the next edition of The Pond.
And friends you'll find down at the pond. Good friends are what you will find. Be yourself, we don't mind. Kick off your shoes and wet your feet. Have a seat, come on, catch the beat. Oh, let's go.